Academy, and we are going to get started with today's investor call specific to the limited obligation revenue and refunding bonds for Landmark Academy's project Series 2020, originally dated as of August 20th, 2020. Notice was sent out pursuant to Section 4G and 4H of the Continuing Disclosure Agreement, dated as of August 1st, 2020, between Landmark Academy and U.S. Bank National Association. So we're holding today's investor call. Today is December 8th, 2023, and this call is at 1 p.m. The agenda for today's discussion, we will be talking through current enrollment and waitlist data, academic achievement, including standardized test scores, academy financial matters, matters related to administration or governance of the academy, state funding levels, and matters relating to the academy's charter contract. This call will be recorded and within 2 business days thereof shall be made available by the academy for a period of at least 30 days on the MSRB website. Again, my name is Travis Gostinger. I am the CEO for Summit Management Consulting, the management company for Landmark Academy. And I have with me Mrs. Debbie Wilton. She is the superintendent for Landmark Academy. And Mrs. Lori LaMontagne, who is the director of finance for Landmark Academy. We're happy to be with you this afternoon and looking forward to the discussion. Towards the end of the call, if there are any questions, please feel free to let us know and we'd be happy to address those. So we're going to begin by talking about the current enrollment and waitlist data for Landmark Academy. Landmark's enrollment this year as of the fall count was 820 students. We continue to have stable enrollment at the school through all of our grades K through 12. This was slightly less than we had last year and slightly less than our stretch goal. However, student retention remains consistent and stable, and we were able to take the students that we had on our wait list and be able to move them into open positions. So we are in a stable enrollment period. Next, we'll talk about academic achievement, including standardized test scores, and I will hand that on over to Mrs. Debbie Wilton.
Hello, thank you so much. I'm the superintendent for Landmark Academy, and we actually just received our school index data for 2022-2023, and that was made public, so I will be discussing that even though we did not have that available at the time that we submitted the documents. So the wonderful part about that is looking at our growth index score, it did double from 21-22 to 22-23. We've definitely seen a lot of growth within our students on our test scores, including NWEA and our state assessments. So we're very proud of that and continue to implement our strategies to see that growth continue to improve. Our proficiency did go up a couple of points, but really our focus has been on growth after the coming out of the pandemic. Our students were quite behind. And so we've really focused on making sure that every year the growth is happening and that they're learning more and more every year to help them advance. So we continue to focus on that, but we know that we will eventually see that proficiency index increase even more than it already has. So our overall index score from 21-22 was 41.39. And for 22-23, we moved up to 55.39. So we're really proud of all the efforts that our students and staff have put into that to make sure that we continue to grow. So again, just to kind of summarize, our growth index doubled and we're very proud of that. And we continue to work towards that proficiency index also continuing to increase.
Wonderful. Thank you, Mrs. Wilton. Next, I am going to turn it over to Mrs. LaMontagne regarding Academy financial matters.
Good afternoon. This is Lori LaMontagne, and I am the Director of Finance here at Landmark Academy. We came into the 23-24 school year in a very strong position. As of June 30th, 2023, our cash in the bank was at $2,323,138, and our days cash on hand at 76.25 days. At the end of last year, We ended it in a much better position than we had initially planned, increasing our fund balance to 26%, which set us up in a great position to launch our 23-24 school year. Our fund balance was just shy of $3.4 million, of which we plan to spend some of that on additional capital improvements this year, primarily a HVAC project, which is funded under our ESSER $3 that we have remaining through the first part of next fiscal year. And we've also updated our repair and replacement fund, which is currently at $27,500.
Wonderful. Thank you. Appreciate that. Next, we'll talk about matters related to administration or governance of the Academy. Governance of Landmark Academy continues to be consistent. We have a strong, very involved board of directors. They have added a new board member who is a highly respected gentleman in the community who will be starting this next month. Regarding the administration, management continues to be consistent. Summit Management Consulting has been the management company for the school since 2002. And prior to that, the founder of the company was one of the founders of the school as well. So the school and the management have been closely tied and consistent with understanding the direction, the mission for the school, and working towards the school's continued success. Administration has also remained consistent and stable. Debbie Wilton as the superintendent. We also have principal for our middle school and high school and for our elementary that have been long-term team members for the school. So we remain in a good position with that. No turnover with those positions, and I think that has continued to be a good process for us in making sure that the mission of the school is carried out. We're moving forward. We will move to state funding levels. The state continues to put additional funds towards public schools. Last year, the state foundation allowance, which is the minimum state funding that each school receives, was $9,150 per student. This year, they have made an increase of roughly 5%. So the new minimum foundation allowance is $9,608, or a $458 per student increase. This has gone a long way to be able to support public schools in our state. And for Landmark has been very beneficial in allowing us to continue to support the operations of the school. We anticipate that there will be continued positive pressure on the state funding side, and discussions at the state level seem to support that. We feel very fortunate that was received this year, and we think that that's will likely continue moving forward this next year. Matters relating to the Academy's charter contract. We have been authorized by Saginaw Valley State University. They are the authorizer for Landmark Academy and have been since its inception in 1999. We've had six previous renewals with Saginaw Valley State University, and we just went through our reauthorization this past year, and our new term started July 1st of 2023, and that is a four-year term with Saginaw Valley. We continue to have a very strong relationship with Saginaw Valley as our authorizer. They know our school incredibly well, and we know their team and their authorizing department very well. That relationship has been mutually beneficial, and we expect that will continue for years and years to come. That is the last item on the agenda. I'd like to open up the discussion for any questions that the participants may have.